Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Having a great visit with Dr. Stephen Mintz. Stephen is the author of Beyond Happiness and Meaning, the Transforming Your Life Through Ethical Behavior. It's a very important book, folks. I encourage you to check it out. Stephen, thanks again for being here. By the way, he's a professor emeritus at Cal Poly State University in San Luis Obispo, California. Stephen, when you and I were younger, a lot younger, when we interacted with people, it was almost always face-to-face, sometimes on the phone, but most of the time it was face-to-face. And if we popped off about something, people around us could hear us and see us, and they could judge us by what we just said. And that physical environment caused us to govern what we said. It caused us to think about. It caused us to form better opinions. And it was that way for thousands of generations. But now we have this digital leverage. We have the internet. We have technology. We have social media, and it's changed the way people behave, hasn't it?
Yes, it's a much more impersonal form of communication. It's much harder to say something to a person's face one-on-one if it's critical comment on what they said or did, than it is just sort of typing in a few keystrokes, and you're sort of anonymous in that respect. So that's been a big cause, I think, of not only problems on social media, but the breakdown of civility in society.
Yeah. Well, there's no question about it. And because if I can just pop off online and write something out and call you a dummy or some other name or whatever, or join somebody piling on or whatever, that's digital leverage that disconnects me from responsibility. And I think that's a dangerous thing. Stephen, what do you think?
Yeah, I agree.
It's not only inappropriate, it's not only untoward, it's not only, impolite, you know, but it's also, I think it leads to dangerous results, dangerous implications.
Right. It can get worse over time and lead itself into the workplace and, things like cyberbullying and just a lot of dangerous things. And here again, we don't have the rules of the road. The rules, the ethics are not keeping up with the technology. So it's something we really have to deal with as a society.
Well, that's exactly right. And this is where, Stephen, I've been trying to point out to people, this is different. What we're going through right now, this isn't a transition like we transitioned 100 years ago to the telephone and to automobiles. This isn't like when we transitioned from carbon paper to computers, just regular computers. This, the internet and the kind of digital leverage we have right now and the ability for an individual to hit an enter key and have the kind of impact that they're having just by touching an enter key, this is different now, isn't it?
Well, it controls our life to a large extent. It controls how we feel about ourselves, how others look about ourselves and what they say and just day-to-day communication. So, yeah, it's in control. It's everything we do, everything we think is connected to digital learning and social media interaction, and we don't stop and think about the consequences.
Well, and the impact on other people. You know, here's why I think it's dangerous, Stephen. You and I go on, if we went online on social media and we joined some kind of a, or we popped off, or we said whatever we wanted to say, when we, you and I do it, we know better. If we do that, if we violate some kind of, what most people would call an ethical breach, you and I know better. We would even if we did it anyway, we would know that we created a breach. There's a whole generation of younger people who don't even know that's a breach. What do you think? That's the dangerous part to me.
Right, and I think the answer, maybe it's not a complete answer, is these sort of things have to be taught in school. There has to be a course on digital ethics.
But they're not being taught in school. They're not even, there's not, right. I mean, I don't even know that, I've never even heard of a curriculum for it.
Right. Well, there are some colleges starting to develop courses in digital ethics, slowly but surely. At least they're aware of the fact they have to do so. Of course, things move very slowly at the university level, but I think the awareness is there. It's just going to take some time. But in the meantime, it's true. There's no education about it, and actually it should start at the youngest ages, not in college.
That's exactly right. That's my concern.
Really impressionable.
Once you get to the college level, then you've got all kinds of other impediments to understanding. I think it's got to start at the beginning, where you and I learned our ethics watching television to a large degree, right? I mean, every television show when we were kids had a moral at the end. Now there are no morals. I mean, this is something. The digital age is wonderful, but we have to be responsible for installing ethics into it. We've got to do it. Tintail, right back with Dr. Stephen Mintz. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.